I'm Kiara Fry with Youth Express, reporting live from St. Vincent Steelers training camp. I'm here with the running back coach, James Saxon. So, James, could you compare a regular practice to a training camp practice?
They're a little bit longer, a little bit more physical. Training camp is just a kind of a mindset. You know, teams get a chance to do some team building in a way, but it's a little bit different than the regular season. It's more general information as opposed to more focused, detailed game planning, which you would normally do for an opponent.
And how do you think the environment of the training camp practices affects how the players perform?
Well, I think, you know, for rookies, it's all brand new. But guys have been through it. They understand what the routines are and how they have to take care of their bodies in between practices. And also in terms of whatever information the coaches are giving them. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking for a rookie because they don't know the length of time or the type of energy that these guys who are professionals are playing for, you know, their families and earning a living. It's just a little different, but they all figure it out.
And how would you describe the rookies' performance thus far in the training camp?
Well, the rookies I'm directly connected to, there, I have two of them. And those guys are, you know, they're learning. I'm encouraged that, you know, what their progress is at this point.
How many times have you been to the Steelers training camp to coach?
This is my third year with the Steelers. This will be my 17th year in the NFL. So I've been to one or two training camps over the years, but this is my third one. St. Vincent College is a pretty unique place.
What do you think it's like for the coaches and the players to see all of the support from the community at all of these practices?
Well, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, obviously the Rooney family, they've done a great job in this region of providing a football team for Pittsburgh. And I think that, you know, me coming here not having been aware of Steeler Nation, it's real. And when we go on the road, it's amazing. Like out in San Diego last year, we had more fans out there than the Chargers did, so that was kind of a unique thing.
Coach, can you tell us a little bit about your background? You said this is your 17th year. We talked a little bit off air. You said you were from South Carolina. Obviously, mm-hmm. That's a point of pride, but tell us about James Saxon kind of from there to here in your 17th year.
Well, this is a lot of miles down the highway. Well, this is my 17th year as a coach. This will be 25 years actually in the NFL and my 27th training camp. Played 8 years of pro football. Grew up in a place called Beaufort, South Carolina. Most people aren't familiar with it, so I always say Hilton Head, so it's close to Hilton Head. Went to junior college out in California, spent 2 years there, and then I went transferred to San Jose State, where I played 2 years of college football in the mid-'80s, and got drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1988 draft in the sixth round. Played there 4 years. Then I moved to Miami, played in Miami for three, and finished my last year in the league, so I ended up playing 8 years and played my last year in the league in Philadelphia. So I've had an opportunity to be around a lot of different places. And fortunately and unfortunately, as a coach, this is my fifth stop. And this is the most unique place I've ever been.
That's quite a journey. How difficult are the transitions with moving? You know, obviously sometimes people, you know, get homesick or they feel like they have roots in a certain place. But I guess for an NFL coach and a player, that's just part of the journey.
This is part of the landscape. I've moved. I can't tell you how many times I've moved. My son now, my wife and I made a decision early on that we wanted him to grow up in one house and go to one school and, you know, be around the same friends. So I was kind of the sacrificial lamb, so I had to do the traveling. But that's okay. He's graduated from college. You know, my son went to Harvard, so he graduated from Harvard. He's done. He's got a good job. He doesn't take money out of my wallet every time I see him. I'm just looking for him to give me some. But nah, he's done well. But it's part of the whole business. Sometimes you get fortunate and stay in a place for a long time. And the Steelers organization, the Rooney family, they understand football. And coaches have the opportunity, as long as you're doing your job, to, you know, work for the Steelers. And it's an honor, really. It's an honor and a privilege to even be able to be a part of this whole franchise.
You mentioned camaraderie earlier as a big component to training camp. How important is that? Is it possible to overstate the importance of getting to know your teammates and knowing them on a personal level as well as a professional level?
Absolutely. I think, you know, Coach Tomlin creates an environment that's extremely competitive, and these guys are ultra-competitive people, obviously, and it's good to see. Everybody can't win all the time, and the competition is consistent, and it's there every day in every aspect of things that we do around the building.
Tell us about your first training camp. You said with the Steelers, you said this was your third. Did you feel more welcome maybe than some of your other coaching stops or anything like that?
I don't think it had anything to do with feeling welcome. I just think that understanding what the direction is. I think good organizations have one message. They have one voice, and there's one message. And everybody hears the same message. Everybody hears the same voice, and there's no confusion. Unfortunately, for some other organizations I've been around, all of them good, the messages were a little bit different, and it's not a fault. It's just the way the environment was set up, and this one is set up like no other place I've been.
Are you counting the days till training camp's over, or you wish it would go on for another week up here?
You know, I think a long time ago I quit counting. I think, you know, when I was a player, probably I counted maybe my first or second year in the league, but it really doesn't matter. Public information or just local random news or national news, a lot of times you miss because you're so deeply engrossed in what you're doing, and days go by. I mean, so a couple of days ago, I don't know if it was Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. you don't know because you're just following a routine, and that's okay. And I think as long as you follow that routine, I think you'll be okay.
Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem.
You are our first interview in the Athletic Forum for Youth Express, so congratulations.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you so much. We are live from La Trobe at St. Vincent College. We're up on the hillside on Media Row. It's Youth Express live from Steelers training camp. Stick around for more conversation, more interviews, discussions, and more youth voice right here on Youth Express.